got your gun. Drill the land till kingdom come. Lesson two, grease some wheels. Got some sexy spinner deal. Lesson three, something leaks. Poison water, spread disease. Did you think we'd stand by and let you do it? No! Did you think we'd stand by and let you do it? No! No! Just what it means. Get off your butt, raise your voice. Tell these fools you ain't got no choice.
Welcoming you back to part two of this week's Radio Resistance. It's Leo Sayre and Thus Is Against Fracking, No Fracking Way. Well, we've got some bummer news at Preston New Road near Blackpool in Lancashire. Quadrilla started fracking there again on Thursday at the second well, i.e. PNR2. And by Friday, it had already caused at least 12 tremors. Plus, of course, fracking produces the greenhouse gas, which contributes to global warming. And this is hugely aggravated by the fact that at every fracking site, there's leakages of methane, a greenhouse gas several times more potent than carbon dioxide from the fracking sites. Now, for this very reason, today's Extinction Rebellion action in Nottingham and across the East Midlands targeted Barclays Bank, who are the main backer of the Dirty Frackers Third Energy, who want to frack at Kirby Misperton in North Yorkshire. Now, we'll have more of this in next week's broadcast. More about today's action across not just Nottingham but the East Midlands and further afield. Now, if anyone's planning to visit Blackpool in the near future, for example for the Illuminations, or to visit the seaside over the summer, maybe you could at some point visit the Preston New Road Protector Camp at some point, for example during the day if you're going for the Illuminations, and show your solidarity to those fighting the Dirty Frackers. Now, also taking place this weekend, or planned for the near future, are Extinction Rebellion Rising in Aberdeen, Manchester, Borth, Cambridge, Devon, Brighton, and three in London throughout August and September. And there's the Northern Rebellion in Manchester from 30th of August through till 2nd of September. While last week,
Extinction Rebellion activists called for a swarm at a roundabout near the approach to London's Blackwall Tunnel, on the busy A102. On Friday, the proposed Silvertown Tunnel would add to problems at one of London's worst hotspots. Residents in the boroughs of Newham and Greenwich already suffer some of the highest levels of air pollution, and highest numbers of children with asthma.
And it's still going ahead, despite plans for rail and cycle routes in the same area having been cancelled as a cost-cutting measure. Now, the action at the Angustine Hotel roundabout was very well organised. Over a 90-minute period, starting at 7:30 a.m, protesters blocked the road for 4-minute intervals behind a large Extinction Rebellion banner. Others leafleted the lines of drivers, talking to them about the issue. The tailback from the action was substantial, but the vast majority of drivers were very supportive. Now, on to coming Extinction Rebellion actions. Like I said, the Northern Rebellion will take place in Manchester from Friday 30th of August through till Monday 2nd of September, and there there'll be talks, training and workshops, direct actions big and small, plus music, art, food and regeneration. And then, as part of the International Rebellion, Extinction Rebellion UK plan a nationwide rebellion in London from 7th of October through till 19th of October. And now, this week saw Greta Thunberg, the Swedish schoolgirl who started the global strikes for the climate, set sail across the Atlantic on a wind-powered yacht, with facilities on the yacht powered by solar panels, i.e. a zero-carbon transatlantic crossing, to address a climate conference in the US. You can, if you follow Greta Thunberg on Facebook, watch videos and catch up with news of her on her voyage. Now, Greta Thunberg's voyage led to fucking disgusting comments from the right-wing Brexiteer Aaron Banks, who made a sick joke about a yachting accident. Oh well, I guess what do you expect from one of the largest historical backers of UKIP? Now, the best way to give Banks and his fellow climate change deniers the bird is to come out on Friday 20th of September and join the school students taking part in the first strike of the new school year. The kids themselves have sent out the call for adult workers to join them, and join them we must. I mean, it's not just the kids who will suffer from the effects of climate change, although they will get it worse because they've got longer potentially to live and longer potentially for climate change to get worse. But even for us, there's only 11 years left until we suffer the effects of catastrophic climate breakdown, unless we do something about it, and do something about it now. And on that note, back to the music with the sound of Sing Out Saints. SOS from the Kids.
This is an SOS from the Kids. All the grown-ups take note of this.
We're finding our voice, calling you out.
You can't leave the world in fire and drought.
This is an SOS from the Kids.
Please change the story. Rewrite the plot. This beautiful love cannot be lost. Stop hurting our planet.
This is the Radio Resistance Red Guide, a guide to meetings, protests, entertainment, anything else of interest to socialists in Chesterfield area. Coming Tuesday, 20th of August, Extinction Rebellion Chesterfield are having a meeting from 7 p.m. at the Monkey Park Cafe on Chester Street. Then coming Thursday, 22nd of August, the Chesterfield Socialist Worker Forum will be on Rebellion, Disobedience and Arrests. What is the role of the police? This is from 7 p.m. downstairs in Chesterfield Library. Enter by the cafe browser entrance on Beatwell Street, down the steps from the main entrance. Then on Thursday, 29th of August, the Chesterfield Socialist Worker Forum will be on Corbyn's Economics in an Unstable World. Again at 7 p.m. Again downstairs in Chesterfield Library. Moving into next month on Friday, 20th of September, it's the Students' Strike for the Climate, for which they've sent out a call for all adult workers to join. There'll be a big Strike for the Climate rally from 12 midday at Chesterfield Town Hall. Then on Sunday, 29th of September, There's the Kick Johnston Out protest at the Tory Party conference in Manchester.
Wherever you are on the left, the red guard will tell you where it's at.
Poor people feeling it every day. All over the world, people pray and pray and pray, hoping for better days. See, whoa, whoa,
yeah. Poor people shall deliver. Someday.
I couldn't take another day under this condition.
Who could I take it?
Poor people feeling it, so there should be a solution.
Ear to ear.
Mothers and fathers are crying every day. So there has got to be a better way.
I hear me from my time, son of the man.
Way.
You say the poor shall poorer than poor. Said the poor always get poorer some more. Said the rich I get richer than rich. Them a drive pens and Honda Civics. So the poor shall poorer than poor. Said the poor always get poorer some more. Say you flop, I walk in at the wild, big, big wild. So not, you don't have on a shirt, you don't have on a socks, you can't afford the shoes. Them claim say you flop, an X amount of things, bad mind people, a chat. You get a small break, now I'm bust out of the back. Bad minded people, them want to hold your back. That's why the poor shall poorer than poor. So the poor
mothers and fathers are crying.
Sound of Culture there, Condition Poorer, which sums up the condition of the working class under the Tories. Now, going back to the 23rd of July, when Boris Johnson was coronated near enough as the leader of the Tory party and the new Prime Minister, there was a protest in Sheffield against what he and his Tory cronies stand for, and one of the speakers there was the prospective parliamentary candidate for North East Derbyshire for Labour Party, namely Chris Pease.
I want to say something on behalf of Stand Up to Racism, because we were one of the initial people who called the protests. And we know that the likes of Boris and the likes of Trump are driving forward a racist attacks in this country. And the kind of racist attacks that we've not seen since the 1930s. And last week we saw the chilling spectacle of Trump supporters chanting "Send her back." Emboldened by Trump's racist attack on the four black US senators, saying they should go back to their crime-infested countries. This is the kind of language that's used, that drives hate forward, that leads to the kind of racist attacks that we're seeing in this country. And Johnson, I believe, is no better, with his attacks on Muslim women as letterboxes, his attack on Africans as piccaninis and with watermelon smiles, all the statements about people from Papua New Guinea, a country of orgies of cannibalism, he claimed. And then, of course, we know that one of the people who's been writing his speeches is Steve Bannon, the former alt-right advisor to Donald Trump. And he says that people who use racist terms and who use xenophobia should wear it as a badge of honour. This is the kind of people we now have leading these countries. And I think that it's quite important, really, that we start to put a sign down that we will not tolerate this kind of racism and that we will oppose him every single inch of the way, every time he echoes one of these racist ideas or puts them out or attacks all Muslims, as he has done when he says that they're all backward, which is complete and utter nonsense. If you know anything about the Islamic empires, you will know that they were the source of many great inventions that have taken place across the world. And I fear that not only will he attack working class people and try and divide and rule them and claim that he represents them, but that he will continue to whip up racism. And I think it's our duty, really, to speak out against all those issues and to fight back against them. So I'm now going to introduce Chris Peace, who's going to say a few words. Right, Chris is the parliamentary candidate for Derbyshire, for North East Derbyshire.
Thanks, Maxine. Really good to see you here.
My guy.
I will let you have a little word. Speak to these people.
Absolutely. I think Boris Johnson is very, very rude for all of these allegations.
He's racist.
He's absolutely racist.
And
he should not be allowed in Parliament, or he should not be allowed to be our Prime Minister. Give me a yay if they can do it!
He's also a smoke and he should shush.
Yes,
go lean. Go lean on the beat as well. For everyone, boys and girls, flick your shoulders out, think it well. Left, right, Theresa May left, yes!
Well done. Chris, where are you? Sorry about that.
That's all right, follow that, eh? No, absolutely. Well, horrendous times. I mean, this is what it's come to. We've got our own Donald Trump. We've got somebody who has got no regard for what this country stands up for what this country is about. Instead, we've got a Prime Minister who said about himself once he had more chance of being Prime Minister, or there was more chance of finding Elvis on Mars than him being Prime Minister. We've got to wake up. This has happened. This has happened now. The cry has got to be for a general election. He's been going on and on about democracy. This isn't democracy. Less than 1% of the registered voters of this country made him the Prime Minister. That is not democracy. Well, I'm really sad to find out I've got a couple of things in common with Boris Johnson. Do you know when Boris Johnson decided he was going to be a Tory? Probably from birth, but when he joined the Tory party, do you know when? It was during the miners' strike of 1984. When I realised I was a socialist, it was during the miners' strike of 1984. The second thing I've got in common with Boris Johnson is that in North East Derbyshire, where I am very proud to be the Labour parliamentary prospective candidate, there is a Tory MP at the moment. We're just letting him sit there for a bit until we get that general election. And he supported Boris from the start. He was one of the first people today to congratulate him on Twitter. And this is somebody who claims that he is anti-fracking. What have we got with Boris? Just because he rides a bike, don't think he's green. Far, far from it. He's voted in his long and sorry history, both as Mayor of London and as an MP, against policies that could tackle the greatest threat that we have at the moment, and that is climate change. He's also repeatedly voted against anything that helps our people who really need our policies of a Labour Party. He's voted repeatedly to have taxes that benefit the rich. He's voted repeatedly to cut benefits that help our most needy. This is going to be a very short time, hopefully, that we have this. But we have got a crisis now on a global scale. We know what's happening in the Gulf at the moment. We have got the edge of something, and we have got two people in control of two powerful countries. Now, I know it's all doom and gloom. I felt dreadful today, and I'm really grateful I've had the chance to share this with you. But there is hope, because just like we've got Jeremy Corbyn in waiting, America have got Bernie Sanders in waiting, and let's hope that he can make it there. Let's get Jeremy into number 10. Let's bring down this rotten government. General election now. Solidarity.
Say no to Boris Johnson. Yeah, say no to Boris Johnson.
Chris Peace there with a little bit of help from Sheffield Kids, also against Boris Johnson, speaking at the demo against Boris Johnson in Sheffield back on 23rd of July. And now going back to the music with the sound of Steve McCabe featuring Billy Bragg, Cockroach.
Thank you.
This is Political Climate, your weather forecast for the coming week. Well, just like today, tomorrow looks set to have sunny intervals and a moderate breeze throughout the day, with a maximum temperature of 19 degrees, which is good news for those going to the Ashover show afterdo tomorrow to support Stand Up to Racism and Extinction Rebellion. There will, though, be a moderate breeze, dropping down to 11 degrees overnight into Monday. Monday, once again, looks set to have sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, staying dry, with a maximum temperature of 18 degrees. Dropping down to 10 degrees overnight into Tuesday. Tuesday sees sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, maximum of 19 degrees. Dropping down to 11 degrees overnight into Wednesday. Wednesday sees sunny intervals, rising slightly to a moderate breeze, but temperature also rising slightly to a maximum of 20. Dropping down to 13 degrees overnight into Thursday. Thursday may start off in the early morning with a bit of light rain, but otherwise it looks set to be dry with some sunny intervals. Moderate breeze, maximum temperature 21. Dropping down to 13 degrees overnight into Friday. Friday looks set once again to be dry with sunny intervals and a gentle breeze. Maximum temperature 23 degrees. So to sum that all up throughout the week, looks set to be mostly dry, quite a bit of sunshine. Temperatures in the high teens, rising to the low 20s. Temperatures staying in double figures overnight. Gentle or moderate breeze, nothing really too extreme. All in all, it looks set to be quite a pleasant week. Summer has returned. But remember, whatever the weather, revolutions have happened in the biting cold of Russia, right through to the burning heat of Egypt. So revolution can happen here. So you must be prepared for an upturn in class consciousness and class struggle, just as we're prepared for a change in the weather.
Singing through the hard times, working for the good times to come. We are singing through the hard times, singing through the hard times, working for the good times to come. That's your bit. Sometimes our living gets so dark and lonely that it seems like there's nothing we can do. So we reach out to each other,
and raise a song together, and let our voices carry us through. We are singing through the hard times, singing through the hard times, working for the good times to come. We are singing through the hard times, singing through the hard times, working for the good times to come. And when the war clouds gather, it's so easy to be angry, and just as hard not to be afraid. But we know in our own hearts, no matter what happens, we just can't turn our backs and walk away. We are singing through the hard times, singing through the hard times, working for the good times to come. We are singing through the hard times, singing through the hard times, working for the good times to come. So hand in hand together, we help each other carry, yep, the life that beats within us every day. So if we can learn to live it, to walk and talk and give it, this world of peace won't be so far away. We are singing through the hard times, singing through the hard times, working for the good times to come. We are singing through the hard times, singing through the hard times, working for the good times to come. Awesome.
Paul Brown there, live at Marxism 2019, back at the beginning of July, singing through the hard times. Now, as well as music, Marxism 2019 also had a comedy night. Now, over the past few weeks, I've been airing parts of that. Well, coming up now is your next instalment.
So yeah, no, it was Stockmore. So I decided to join the SWP. I joined here at Marxism by what is now a central committee member. That's because of me. I joined the SWP. It was a big decision for me because I was coming out in a sense. I was going, I am a revolutionary now. I believe in revolution. I am a Marxist. I was excited. Like, what do I do now that I've become a revolutionary? Do I go and man the barricades, lead a march on, you know, on Parliament, what do we do? And he said, well, actually, we need you to help out in the creche. That was unexpected. Oh my God, what a terrible, terrible job. I just want to say, all of you here are parents who brought your children, I think it's fantastic we have a creche and volunteers. Do that so that we can have people here. I think it's a wonderful thing. I just don't want to fucking do it. Don't. Oh my God. Although in one sense it's quite easy because you're worried like all these kids thinking, I won't know the names. It's all, it's dead easy. You lot don't have any imagination, do you? All you need to do, if there's any kid doing anything else, you just go, Leon, Rosa, stop it. Every single kid. If there's one more moving, Eleanor, Carl, that's it. There aren't many Vladimir Ilyiches, right? There's not many of them. Oh man. You're thinking out the 2-year-old called Vladimir Ilyich, aren't you? That's like me, bald head and a beard. That's it. Where's your brother? Oh, he tried to kill the Tsar. That's not something I'll be doing in the show. Come on. It was great because also with politics, they said, we used to have, well, remember the BNP? We got rid of them. Well done, guys. It was a mixture of fantastic politics on our behalf, and also they're putting Marmite on fucking election material and getting sued the fuck out of. That was made them bankrupt. Well done, Marmite. I never think about that. Terrible, shite tasting stuff. Spit the room, spit the room. No, I'll go through it because I talked about some of this stuff there. Those of you who saw me here, well, not here, obviously, but saw me at Marston last year, so there's some stuff I won't be doing like I did last time. Come and see me in Edinburgh. But I had the youth leader of the BNP on campus, my campus, all right? So it was like, I was the chair of the Anti-Nazi League. It was like my personal fucking responsibility. One of my close friends at the time was a guy, a comrade of us called Makola. Okay, now, Makola was great. He was originally from the Democratic Republic of the Congo, came here, his family's as refugees, came to this country, all right? These are not the sort of people you meet in Poole. All right, that's fantastic. And he's my close friend. And one time when we were coming down to London for an event, I stayed with him and his family, right? And so he brought me in and we went, right, oh, let's get some food. It's a bit late, so we got some leftovers out of the fridge. So we stood up. And his mum came over and spoke to him in French, like, you can't give him that. That's African food. And he had to go, it's all right, mum, it won't kill him. It's not like putting diesel in an unleaded. It'll be all right. Beautiful food. Next day, it's normal meal time. I'm eating with the family. It's a whole family there, and it's great. Got all different food out, spiced fish, fufu, yams, plantain, some chips. It was like really nice. And as we're eating, I noticed I was the only one eating chips. Yes, because Nicola's mum had obviously made them for me especially. Because she must have been there all day thinking, what do they eat? What do white people eat? Chips! And you know, in terms of like racial stereotypes, sometimes they're ridiculous, aren't they? But like trying to sort of suggest that all white people like chips? Fucking spot on. What a gracious host, thank you very much. Yes, that's it. And we had a great encounter one time, and when we got to use a phrase that you can only use in this context, and in this context was a beautiful thing, okay? Now, out of this group of fascists, one of the guys who used to hang out with the youth leader Bibi was a Spanish fascist, alright? His family were genuinely like supporters of Franco during the Civil War, proper fascists. Yeah. Yeah. Indeed, he was a wrong'un. I once went on holiday to Spain, I was on this coach meeting, and the woman who's the English tour guide was explaining to us about why you see things in different languages and why the languages are important. And she said about Franco, said there was this man called Franco, and I don't want to sound unkind, but he wasn't a very nice man. Fucking understatement there, thank you very much. Not a very nice man indeed. But this guy there, he said it was horrible, we had a confrontation with them, a face-off. But it's a beautiful moment because Makola, who came here as a refugee from Africa, squared up to this guy, the Spanish fascist, and said to him, "What's that? That accent? You're not from Rounty. You're not from Britain, are you?" And, "No, I am from Spain." So Makola, this is the only time you can use this phrase, looked him dead in the eye and went, "Oh, why don't you fuck off back to where you came from?" That is the only time you can use that phrase. The only time. That is it. Cool. Right, so yes, in terms of being a shit socialist, as is the title of the show, you might know if you're a socialist, you don't believe in the concept of property, you don't believe in archaic institutions such as marriage. In the last 2 years, Porter House got married. I told you. Push past gone, that's it. That is not what they were saying in Oslo. Bourgeois. No, I bought my first house, but where I bought my house is a very working class area, so you can let me off. My house where I live is Salford, up in Greater Manchester. Yes, it's a proper way. It can't be, it couldn't be more working class unless I bought a house in an active fucking coal mine, right? It's great. And they're resilient in Salford, proper resilient, hardened people, resilient. I'll give you an example. There's a restaurant, an Italian restaurant, around the corner from me, that's changed its name in like the last 6 months, okay? It was named after an Italian goddess, originally. Yeah, yeah. You know the name of this restaurant, genuinely? Isis. Someone guessed the deal. It's absolutely true. It's fucking true. It's called Isis. And genuinely, it only changed its name 6 months ago. Why? Because this restaurant is owned by Salford people. Alright, they're going, we're not changing our name. They can change their fucking name. I'm telling you, when people think of ISIS, they think of spaghetti carbonara and garlic bread, not beheadings. And it must have been hard for the other ISIS, you know, out there, the enclave in Syria, planning the next cheeky escapade. They get a phone call through. One moment. Hello? Oh. There's a woman from Preston wants to know if we can see 12 tonight. No, you're right, it is too short notice. No, we can't do it. She's going to give us a bad review on TripAdvisor. Major, I think that's why the restaurant did change its name. The TripAdvisor reviews must have affected business. That must be bad, isn't it? You know, you're like me, a local in Salford. Should we go to this Italian one? Let's look it up. One star review, let's say. Chained me to a radiator for 3 weeks, then chopped off my friend's head. I don't fancy it. What is a 5-star review here? Came with the jihad, stayed for the 72 virgins. Highly recommended. Many of you thinking, is that alright? Yeah, it is, it is. Just to fucking reassure you. I've got some stuff about some more up-to-date shit, politics today, and then I will fuck off. Right, I'll put it back on the floor, shall I? Air conditioning. Excuse me from trying to elevate myself. So yeah, racism today. Now you might have noticed that we're up in the Northwest, we've been campaigning successfully, may we add. Yeah. I know. It's alright, I had help. No, there were loads of people. Loads of people, loads of stuff up there. Fantastic. I turned up for an hour's of flying. But I'm sure it was my flyers that tipped it over the edge. No, of course we have fucking Tommy Robinson up there. Now, to put Tommy Robinson in context, you notice he had to stand in as an independent. He didn't even, because he was getting chummy with UKIP, but they decided not to stand him as a candidate. Imagine being too much of an arsehole for UKIP. That is something. And also with the European elections, it was fascinating because if you said to me, what's going to be the key word, the key phrase from this election, I would have gone, well, that's easy, odds on favour. It's going to be Brexit. Of course it is Brexit. It? I wish I bought a sneaky fiver on milkshake. That would have been like Leicester winning the Premier League. You know what I mean? I would have paid out. Milkshake. By the way, top tip, I think, because you know what was milkshake? It's just like, you know, ice cream melted. Just take it straight out of the freezer. Got to be careful, Joe Brand got in trouble for saying shit like that, didn't she? Good job, I'm not famous.
And now, going back to the music box, tying up Marxism 2019, here's Basil Gabaldon live at Marxism with Ku Klux Klan.
Thank you.
Basil Gabaldon live at Marxism 2019 there with Ku Klux Klan. Well, that's about all we've got time for this week here at Radio Resistance, so over to you. If you've been on strike, if you've been on a demonstration, if you've been to a meeting and you'd like to send us a report, preferably with some audio, maybe you'd like to give your own views on what's happening in the news, what's happening in the world of politics, maybe you'd like to give your views on Radio Resistance, or maybe you'd like to request a song, dedicate a song to a friend, suggest some music we should be playing. Either which way, you can contact us by the following means. You can email us at studio@radioresistancechesterfield.com. That's studio@radioresistancechesterfield.com. Or you can contact us by Facebook. Just follow the link from our website, which is at resistancechesterfield.radio.fm. That's resistancechesterfield.radio.fm. Or at www.radioresistancechesterfield.com. That's www.radioresistancechesterfield.com. Well, before I go, I mentioned earlier that tomorrow, there's the that Sunday, there's the Ashover show after do at the Ashover Village Hall, and there's going to be Extinction Rebellion stall. There's also going to be a stall from Stand Up to Racism, which will be raising funds for Care for Calais, and Care for Calais definitely need your support more than ever now. They need your donations of money. Also, if you can, they need your donations of clothes, of toiletries, but above all, food. For more info, visit the Care for Calais website, or come and see us tomorrow, or come to the next Stand Up to Racism meeting and we can fill you in. But for now, I'm going to love you and leave you with a track from the Calais Sessions CD, namely the sound of Danny Rowe and Gus White with Sounds of the Jungle.
Resistance is futile.
Oh no it ain't.
Resistance is futile.
Oh no it ain't.
Resistance is futile.
Oh no it ain't.
Radio Resistance Chesterfield.